This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcoming you to the stories of the prophets. And we are with episode number 40. And it's session number 9, inshallah. Session number 40. So 40 lectures so far, talking about the stories of the prophets. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be with session number 9, just talking about Musa alayhi salam. And just so you know, with Musa alayhi salam, we still have maybe another, at least 10 more sessions talking about Musa alayhi salam. Today, inshallah ta'ala, it will be that confrontation with Fir'aun. Today it will be Musa and his confrontation with Fir'aun. So just to give maybe a minute or two for more people to join, and then we will start, inshallah ta'ala. Other than that, I wish you all are having a great day today. Today's Sunday. I hope you're enjoying your day. I hope you're staying safe, and I hope inshallah ta'ala you're enjoying company with your families, inshallah. Those of you who are still living with their families and staying strong, staying united, despite all that's happening, you know, around us. We do not want to despair. We certainly do not want to despair. We certainly don't want to lose focus as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely alleviate, you know, that which is happening, you know, and that which is going on, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will alleviate it very, very soon. So keep up the hope. Keep up the hope, inshallah. And keep the du'as. So brothers and sisters, a quick review of what we talked about yesterday. You know, say we're talking about Musa alayhi salam when he met Allah, when he went into that valley of Mount Tor, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him and gave him that mission. And the mission, which is to go and confront Fir'aun and ask Fir'aun to let Banu Israel, you know, to stop enslaving them and to let them out, you know, let Banu Israel leave with Musa alayhi salam. When Fir'aun, or when Musa alayhi salam went back to Egypt, because we talked about Musa staying or living in Jordan for like 10 years, he learned so much, you know, there in Jordan. In fact, that was preparation stage number 2 in his life, because we talked about 4 stages in the life of Musa alayhi salam, 2 preparation stages and 2 execution stages. The first preparation stage was happened in Egypt. It happened in the palace of Fir'aun himself. And then in that stage, of course, he learned so many talents and he learned so many skills. He learned about leadership as well. And then he moved to the second preparation stage, you know, a stage which happened in the desert, stage which happened in Jordan, working as a shepherd. And in there, of course, he inculcated so many skills and so many talents, alayhi salam. And then came in the third stage. The third stage is the execution stage. This is the stage that we're on now, brothers and sisters. The stage where he will go with Harun, his brother, to confront Fir'aun. So we are basically on the third stage in the life of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa along with his brother, اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى وقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى. Go to Fir'aun. إنه طغى. Indeed or verily, he has transgressed. But although Fir'aun has transgressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa and his brother to speak kindly and gently to Fir'aun, to talk to him gently, to talk to him يعني with you know kindly. قُلَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Don't be harsh talking to him. يعني invite him to la ilaha illallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal knew, my brothers and sisters, that Fir'aun would not believe. Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, he knew in his knowledge that Fir'aun would not believe yet. And the message here is for you and I, the people who give da'wah, the people who do the work of the prophets. You know, when you try to enjoin good and forbid evil, you have to use lots of hikmah, you have to use lots of wisdom, and you have to use lots of patience, and kindness, and gentleness. خذ من الناس ما تيسر ودع من الناس ما تعسر إنما الناس مثل الزجاج إن لم ترفق به تكسر. You know, this beautiful poem that says to take it easy on people. People are so fragile. You know, people have, you know, there's the harsh one, there's the soft one, there's the... Remember when we talked about Adam alayhi salam in the very, very first sessions, very first episodes, when we talked about Adam, before the creation of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels to get him some soil from different types of earth. So that angel got him soil from this earth and that earth, and earth that's brown and earth that's black and earth that white and earth that's soft and earth that's kind of, you know, harsh. And that's how Allah Azza wa Jal made Adam. So you know this is how we are from that, subhanAllah, that progeny. You know, Adam is our father. So people have different characters, and then especially when you're talking to them and enjoining good and forbidding evil, you have to do it with hikmah, you have to do it with wisdom. خذ من الناس ما تيسر ودع من الناس ما تعسر إنما الناس مثل الزجاج. People are so fragile, like they're from glass. If you're not easy with, you know, with glass, with something that's that fragile, it will break. So especially those who give da'wah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows in his knowledge that Fir'aun will not believe, yet he told Musa and his brother, اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى. He has transgressed. Verily has transgressed. This is the man who said, أنا ربكم الأعلى. I am your Lord, the Most High. فقولا له قولا لينا. Lean, lean. You know, lean. So, you know, even in Arab, in English, you say lean meat. When you buy ground beef, you say, I want lean. يعني take all the fat off of my meat and give me lean. So in Arabic, we say layin. This is nice. I like it. You know, you have lean in English, which is, subhanAllah, the same meaning as if, you know, layin in Arabic. Layin, soft. Give, you know, soft and gentle. So, وَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. He may take heed. Speak nicely to him. He may take heed. Although Allah knew that Fir'aun would not believe, yet he's telling them, Fir'aun, you know, Musa and Harun, to speak gently to him. Brothers and sisters, listen to this beauty. Okay? I want to tell you something amazing here. I want to tell you something that shows how truly, truly merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Okay? Are you ready for this beauty? How truly Allah, or how truly merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So listen to this. Are you guys ready for this beauty? All right, I'm going to share something really beautiful with you to show you how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But I need you to be ready for this, brothers and sisters, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram. Yashmin, she's always the one. La la la, I just started, Hamid. How can it be Cliffy? It's not Cliffy, I just started just now. Just like 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. All right, so here's the thing. Listen. When Fir'aun, and we're going to come back to this later on. I know we're going to come back to this later on, right? When Fir'aun was drowning in the sea, this is at the end, when Fir'aun was about to die, right? In the sea. You know what happened? Jibreel, this hadith is in Bukhari. Jibreel, because, you know, he saw, khalas, now, as the sea split asunder, now Musa crossed, but as Fir'aun and his soldiers were about to cross, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put back the sea, you know, put back the waves back into one another, and then Fir'aun was drowning. So Jibreel, as Fir'aun was drowning, he was about to die. Jibreel alayhi salam took some mud from the sea, from the sand. He took some mud and he started putting it into the mouth of Fir'aun, fearing that Fir'aun will say, La ilaha illallah. Jibreel, alayhi salam, the angel, Gabriel, he took mud, sand from the sea, and he started putting it into the mouth of Fir'aun, fearing that Fir'aun would say, La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Jibreel, O Jibreel, by my majesty, if he was to say, La ilaha illallah, I would have forgiven him. Allahu Akbar. Despite all he did, despite all the atrocities, despite him saying, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your Lord the Most High. I am your Lord the Most High. He claimed that he was God. Despite all his actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if he was to say, La ilaha illallah, I would have forgiven him. I would have forgiven him. So who are you to tell me or to tell yourself that Allah can never forgive you despite the crimes which you have committed, or maybe that you are committing, despite the wrongs which you are doing, or maybe which you have done? Because some people, they think that they cannot be forgiven. Some people truly think, Muslims, you know, when they look at their actions, they think that Allah can never forgive them. Ya Habibi, my brother, ya my sister, you know, ya my darlings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, forgave the man who killed 100 lives. Wouldn't he forgive you? Yeah. Who killed? Yes, a man who killed 100 lives from Banu Israel, from the children of Israel. Very well-known story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Wouldn't he forgive you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the man who killed Hamza. The man who killed Hamza, Wahshi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. He became a sahabi. We say Wahshi radiallahu anhu. Yes, we say Wahshi radiallahu anhu. Allah forgave him. Wouldn't he forgive you? Allah forgave and guided that woman, that prostitute who watered for that dog. Allah forgave her, you know, and admitted her to Jannah. Wouldn't he forgive you? So you can never say, Allah cannot forgive me, I have committed so many sins. Allah was willing to forgive Fir'aun if Fir'aun was to say, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And you and I, we say, La ilaha illallah. I'd like you to say it. La ilaha illallah. Wa la na'budu illa iya. Mukhlisina lahuddin. Walau karihal kafirun. La ilaha illallah. Daiman wa abada. La ilaha illallah. Now and always. La ilaha illallah. Until we meet our Lord. La ilaha illallah. May it be the last thing that we say before we depart from this life. La ilaha illallah. We only worship one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship but Him. La ilaha illallah. Al-Haq. La ilaha illallah. Al-Haq. لا إله إلا الله الحكم لا إله إلا الله الرحمن لا إله إلا الله الرحيم لا إله إلا الله المجيب لا إله إلا الله اللطيف لا إله إلا الله التواب لا إله إلا الله الغفور لا إله إلا الله الغفار لا إله إلا الله الشكور لا إله إلا الله الشاكر لا إله إلا الله القوي لا إله إلا الله النصير لا إله إلا الله العزيز لا إله إلا الله المبين لا إله إلا الله الودود لا إله إلا الله الودود لا إله إلا الله الوهاب لا إله إلا الله اللطيف لا إله إلا الله المحيي لا إله إلا الله الحي لا إله إلا الله الواحد لا إله إلا الله القهار لا إله إلا الله الجبار سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. Go to Fir'aun. Go to Fir'aun. He has transgressed. Go to Fir'aun, he has transgressed, and say, talk to him nicely and kindly and gently. He may take some heat. So Musa goes back home. As he goes back home first, he went to his home. He went to his mother's home. He went to his father's home. Of course, the Quran does not mention, you know, that, but he did go because he had to go and take his brother with him. I imagine Musa has not seen his mom, his brother, for like 10 years, right? 10 years. So he goes back. He goes back and he sees his mother after such a long time. That night, you know, maybe hugging and crying, right? He meets his brother, hug him, crying, meet the family. And then as if I imagine Musa alayhi salam at night taking his brother to the side and talking to him. And he says, brother, guess what? I made dua for you. Allah has spoken to me and I come here with a mission. And I asked Allah to appoint a member of my family with me to give me that strength so that we can worship him more and glorify him more and praise him more. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has accepted my dua. Oh, my brother Harun, you're also a prophet. Allah, you're also a prophet. So come along with me. So the next day comes in the third stage now in the life of Musa alayhi salam. They go to confront Fir'aun. Let us go with the Quran. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to take you into the palace of Fir'aun. Are you guys ready? I'm going to take you into the palace of Fir'aun to start this new episode in the life of Musa alayhi salam. So there you go. Are you guys ready? Here they are. Musa reached the palace of Fir'aun, coming along with his brother. The soldiers are there. This is a huge palace. I'd like you to imagine and visualize this thing here with me. And then he takes permission. I want to see Fir'aun. I want to see Fir'aun. Who are you? I am Musa. Musa? Yes, I'm Musa. The ex-prince Musa? Yes, I am Musa. I want to see Fir'aun. And then they go inside the palace. Ya Fir'aun, Ya Fir'aun, Ya Haman, Ya Haman. Haman is the, you know, minister. Guess who's outside? Musa is here. Musa is back and he is asking permission to come in. Musa, Musa the killer? Yes, Musa the killer. Let him in, let him in, of course. Now he comes back, of course. Yalla, yalla, bring him in. And then Musa goes in and then Fir'aun is there. Most likely Haman, of course, is there as well. Well, yeah, Haman was there. Haman was there, the minister, you know, and the other ministers. And then Musa starts talking right away. Musa, you're there. Musa has a mission. He goes there. He's not scared no more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him. Chapter Taha. All right. If you want to follow me here, we're going to bring the Quran. We're going to go between Taha and chapter Ash-Shu'ara. Two surahs. We're going to go back between Taha and Ash-Shu'ara. Just so you can see, and subhanAllah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this, you know, this session here between, and this dialogue between Fir'aun and Musa. Sometimes in Taha, but sometimes in Shu'ara, and then gives more details, or vice versa. Then Musa starts. Musa is smart. This is the training. This is the prep. He knows when to start and he knows when to let the other, you know, group start or the other person start. Musa starts first. Inna Rasul Rabbil Alameen. Inna Rasul Rabbil Alameen. An arsil ma'ana bani Israel. This is how he starts. Fir'aun. We are messengers, both of us, me and Harun, we're here. Inna Rasul Rabbil Alameen. We are messengers from our Lord. And Asil Ma'ana Bani. Why are you here? Asil Ma'ana Bani Israel. That's it. Asil Ma'ana Bani Israel. Let Bani Israel out. Stop enslaving them and let them out with us. So this is in Surah Taha, verse number 47. Verse number 47. Straight to the point. Very, you know, objective. I'm here. Yes, what are you here for? You came to your... Yes, I came. But listen, no... Musa taught, you know, this is the first round. Three rounds altogether. Follow me here, please. There are three rounds. First round is Musa starts talking. Musa saying, we are messengers from the Lord. Where with the mission or the objective of this visit is for you to stop enslaving them and to let them, you know, free, to free them and let them out of Egypt. Inna Rasul Rabbik. So Fir'aun, of course, is going to take advantage now, and he's going to open up some old files. Fir'aun is going to open up some old files. So he goes, I'm going to take you now to Surah Al-Shu'ara. Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 18. قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَهَا وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Musa is telling him, I'm here for Banu Israel, let them out. And then Fir'aun, as if he did not hear what Musa was saying, he ignores that totally. And then he opens up some old files. He says, didn't we bring you up amongst us as a child? Did you forget? You grew up here. You grew up in my palace. You grew up here. I raised you, of Musa. I raised you. I and Asiya, we raised you in this palace. Didn't we bring you up amongst us as a child? And you dwelled with us for many years. You dwelled in us for many years. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَهَا وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you committed your crime. You committed your crime, the crime, you know, of killing that, you know, that innocent man, and then you just ran, you fled. Musa is talking about something totally different. He's talking about the past. Then Musa, he, you know, talks back. You brought up old files. He said, okay. قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذًا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَنِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He said, yes, indeed. فَعَلْتُهَا إِذًا. I did it. I did it from the past. Yes, indeed, I did. But as I was astray, I did not do it on purpose. I was مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. يعني I did something wrong, but I did not do it on purpose. It was an accident. I did not mean to kill the guy. Imagine, remember the guy, you know, Musa, he just, you know, struck that guy with one punch and killed him. He says, I did not mean to kill the guy. I did not, my intention was not to kill him. You know, they were fighting and, you know, and he was on top of the Egyptian, of the Banu Israili. So I just punched him, you know, one punch. And then the guy, it wasn't my intent to kill him. So yes, I did commit that crime. And he says, فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ. He says, then I fled. I was scared and I fled. لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ. Because I was scared. You see, this is the قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَة. When Allah told him, talk nicely and gently. Now, Musa is giving him some justification as to, you know, nicely. He's not fighting back. He says, yes, I did. I did commit that crime. I was astray. Did not do it on purpose. I hid that guy. Did not mean to kill him. And then I ran. Why did I ran away? Because I got scared that you people may kill me. فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. He says, فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا. Allah al-Wahhab. Allah al-Wahhab, the bestower of gifts. Al-Wahhab. Brothers and sisters, there is a difference between Al-Wahhab and Ar-Razzaq. All right, listen to this. I'm going to pause right here. I did not mean to talk about this, but since it came on the way, I'm going to pause and give you something so beautiful. If I were next to you, will hug me, because I'm huggable. Only the brothers, the sisters, they wouldn't hug me, of course. All right, so here is something really beautiful. Are you listening, brothers and sisters? Huh? Light Spread and Melanie and Buzz, whatever, Shazia and Hamid and Melima, Muhammad, those of you, Instagram, Yasmin and Facebook. All right, you guys are listening here. Because Musa said, فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا. فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah, the bestower, he bestowed he bestowed, you know, hikmah, you know, he gave me wisdom, he gave me wisdom, and he made me from the prophets. But he used the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab. All right, mashallah, all of you are listening. You know, Melanie and Sarah Bridal, long time no here. Mashallah. And Umair is here as well. All right, cool. Listen up. So he used the name Al-Wahhab, or the term Al-Wahhab, فَوَهَبَ لِي. He blessed me. He bestowed on me. What is the difference between Al-Wahhab and Al-Razzaq? Al-Razzaq, you know, he is the provider who gives rizq, the provider. You say rizq, provision, right? Rizq, provision, the sustainer, the one who sustains, Al-Razzaq, right? But the Wahhab is different. What is the difference between Al-Wahhab, the bestower, and Al-Razzaq? Who can tell me? Who can tell me the difference before I give you and I tell you the difference between the two? Does anyone know really the difference between Al-Wahhab and Al-Razzaq? Would anyone know? Does anyone know? Razzaq, I gave you the definition. The definition of Razzaq is the sustainer or the provider. But the Wahhab is the one who bestows gifts. But what is the difference? MashaAllah, Layla, Naam, Ya Salam, MashaAllah. Al-Razzaq, Wahhab is a gift, no work to do. MashaAllah, Hamid, you got it too. You got it right. That's why I said the bestowal of gifts. Layla, she got it here, and Hamid got it there. So Layla from Instagram, from Arif, she gets it right. And Hamid from the US, Shilh. Hamid is Shilh, by the way, huh? Hamid Buhu is Shilh, you know, like, you know, the background. I know him. We went to school when we were kids together. We were kids. We used to go to school. We had like, you know, 12, 13 years old, 14 years old. We used to go to school together. And subhanAllah, you know, look, he's here now, you know. And you are Rifiya, he is Shilh. So you are Tamazicht, he is Tamazicht, but from the Sous. That's correct, Hamid, right? I know that you're Shilh, my man, right? So, and I have somebody here from Arif. She says she's Tamazicht. So the people here, they'd say, Sheikh, what are you talking about? What is this Tamazicht? This is Moroccan stuff. You guys don't understand nothing. You wouldn't understand. It's a Moroccan thingy, right? So anyways. What's going on here is the difference between Al-Wahhab and Al-Razzaq. Al-Razzaq is the provider, the sustainer. But you've got to go to work for Allah to provide you. That's Al-Razzaq, rizq. Rizq is when you make an effort and then Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you with something. He gives you. But you got to work. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. Right? فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. In Surah Al-Mulk, right? When Allah says, well, you know, in about the earth, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا, walk on it, right? Perform your duties, وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, and eat from the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the Razzaq. Whereas Al-Wahhab, you don't need to work. You don't need to do anything. It is just a gift that Allah has bestowed on you, right? You know, it is a gift that Allah has bestowed on you. So Al-Wahhab is so beautiful that you make that dua. Let's say if you're asking for a son or a daughter, you're asking for a job, you know, ask Allah Al-Wahhab to bestow his gift upon you. So Musa here, alayhi salam, he says, فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. But Musa, still, he's going to go back and answer Fir'aun, because Fir'aun was telling him about, you know, like, you know, al-man, somebody who you do some favors, you know, to that person, and then you keep on mentioning your favors upon that person. You know, we call it al-man or al-mannan. You know, this is something that is only befitted to Allah. One of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal also is al-mannan, right? So the bestower of gifts. But for the person, when you do a favor for the person and then you keep on reminding that person about your favors, it's not good. Hey, remember, man, you know, remember what I did for you. Remember what I did, you know, remember I bought you that thing. You know that jacket that you're wearing? I bought it for you. Remember that hijab that you wear, like a husband do that for his wife. Remember the one that you do? Remember the one that you? And then, the wives, they do that to their husbands a lot. Remember the one I didn't, you know? Remember the one I didn't, you know? Remember the one Yeah, Jordi, you between you and I, there is no remember. There is no... There is only forget. Astaghfirullah. Between you and I, there is no remember. Oh man. So, you know, Musa, now he's going to give it back to Fir'aun. Because Fir'aun started reminding him of old files, you know, old files. And he says, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And Abbat, he says, is this the past favor which you are approaching me with that you have enslaved Ben Israel? So you tell me that that didn't we bring you up amongst us? Didn't we bring you up amongst us and as a child and you dwelled with us? So Fir'aun is reminding him of some old, you know, like you grew up in the palace and you lived in the palace and we raised you in the palace, and then at the end, what did you do? You committed a crime and then you ran and then you fled. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ. He says, Musa is telling him, and this is like part of some past favor with which you reproach me with. But in fact, you have enslaved Ben Israel. So just because of me, you have enslaved Ben Israel. And you have committed so many crimes, you know, upon Ben Israel. You know, yes, okay, I lived with you in the palace. I grew up in the palace, so you honored me. Akramtni, yani, I lived in the palace, but then you enslaved Ben Israel. This masakin, these people, you know, you tortured them, you persecuted them, you enslaved them, you used them for slaves, astaghfirullah, you know, they killed their babies, and na'am, Fir'aun used to do that. One year he would kill the babies, and one year he would let them, you know, live. And this is where the year when Musa alayhi salam was born. So Musa went, you know, and gave it back to him. هذه نعمة. So this is the first round. The first round ends right here. Then Musa comes back. Fir'aun comes back. Fir'aun, we're still in Surah Shu'ara, my brothers. We're still in Surah Shu'ara. And then Fir'aun goes back. Round one. By the way, this is round two. Round one. Who do you think won round one? Who do you think won round one? Who won round one? Fir'aun or Musa? Yes, Musa, he admitted his wrong, and he says I did not do it on purpose, and I ran, I fled because I thought you guys are going to kill me, so I left. But I'm here with this mission, let Ben Israel out, stop enslaving them. The end of first round, of course Musa won. Of course Musa won for round one. He spoke back. So Fir'aun now, he has to move to another, you know, okay, now Fir'aun's going to move to something else. He's going to go back, you know, and then ask for something else. Now Fir'aun says, قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ Musa, who's your Lord, both of you, Musa and Harun? Who is your Lord, both of you? Who do you claim your Lord is? مَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين. What? Who's my our Lord? Our Lord is the رب السماوات والأرض. Listen, the Lord of the heavens and earth. And then I would like you to listen to this, brothers and sisters. Please follow me, right? Musa, and then Harun next to him, but Musa is the one who's doing the talking. And then you have Fir'aun. And Fir'aun with his ministers. So Fir'aun asked the question, who's your Lord? Musa says, the Lord of the heavens and earth, and that which is in between them. And then Fir'aun goes to the others. قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ Fir'aun goes to the others. Can you hear this guy what he's saying? As if he's saying, listen to this fool. Astaghfirullah. Listen to this fool. Look what he's saying. أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ This guy's crazy. Don't you listen to what he's saying. Musa ignores him. He keeps on going.
قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ أَبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ
رَبُّكُمْ Now, you know, he says, this is your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. Not only my Lord, your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. And then Fir'aun can take this and then he goes back to his people. He says,
قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ
This messenger that was sent to you, he's Majnoon. He's crazy. Listen to him. He's saying, the Lord of the heavens and earth, there's no God other than me. The Lord of the heavens and earth. And now he's saying the Lord, you know, of the fathers and our forefathers.
And then Musa keeps on going. Musa, he keeps on going. If we, you know, Fir'aun is trying to get, you know, attention of the of the ministers and ridicule Musa. But Musa is on a mission. So Musa says,
قال رب المشرق والمغرب وما بينهما إن تعقلون.
He says it is the Lord of the East and the West and that which is in between them. Why Musa said that, by the way? He initially said, my Lord is the Lord of the heavens and earth and that which is in between them. Already he said that. And then on top of that he says, my Lord is your Lord, رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ أَبَائِكُمْ الْأَوَّلِينَ Your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers that came before you. And then on top of that, he keeps, you know, on the third time, he says, my Lord is رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ The Lord of the East and the Lord of the West. Why? Didn't you say already that he is the Lord of this universe, the Lord of the heavens and earth? But now you're becoming more precise. You're becoming more precise, talking about the Lord of the East, the Lord of the West. You know why, my brothers and sisters? No, I was going to make it a cliffhanger, but I'm not going to make it a cliffhanger. Because, brothers and sisters, the Egyptians at the time, they used to also have two gods. Adis and Urdis. Adis, the Lord of the East, and Urdis, the Lord of the West. He destroyed all their gods. He says, رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا Because they used to have a god of the East by the name of Adis and the god of the West by the name of Urdis came, yes, Adis and Urdis. So came Musa and he destroyed all that and he said, my Lord, the Lord of the East and the West and that which is in between them. Then Fir'aun is going to move to something else. He's going to move to something else. لَإِنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَٰهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ
Fir'aun, he goes into force. Fir'aun goes into hostility. He becomes hostile. He says, if you choose a Lord other than me, I shall certainly imprison you. Huh? We were just talking, like a conversational dialogue between you and I, and now you resort to force.
When does a person resort to force? A person will resort to force when that person in a conversation or in dialogue, a person would resort to force when that person loses the argument or thinks or feels that he or she is losing that argument, then that person will resort to force, subhanAllah. So Fir'aun is saying, if you choose a Lord other than me, I shall certainly imprison you.
Huh? Imprison me? This is the end of round number two. Because it moves into... Fir'aun is moving into force. He's been defeated. So he's resorting to, you know, sometimes husbands, you know, need to be fair. When they are with their wives and then, you know, in arguments or something, and then some husbands, when they cannot keep that conversation or the arguments and they feel that they are, you know, that they are being defeated. That's how I say, brothers, we say, and this is the brothers' world out there. Don't argue with your wives, because women are either right or right. You know, today I went to a restaurant, subhanAllah, here in Milton, near Mississauga where I live. I went to a restaurant for shawarma, right? I went to a restaurant for shawarma. So after I finished my meal, I went to the washroom to wash my hands. So there was a sign, men on the left and women on the right, because women are always right. I said, even in the washroom, women are always right. Even in the washroom, women are always right. SubhanAllah, man. Even in the washroom. I just went to wash my hands. And then there was a big sign. Men's washroom, left. Women's washroom, right. Because women are always right. I said, la hawla wa la. I'm not washing my hands. Okay? I'm not washing my hands. Here's my hands. I'm not washing them. I'm not washing my hands. Yeah, any women are always right. Even in the washroom, I'm always right. So I went back home with... My hands are still smelling shawarma. My hands are smelling shawarma. Oh, man. So... Sometimes what happens to these men, they resort to force. They resort to force when they are defeated. So never know. If you feel like you're resorting to force, you've already been defeated twice. You've been defeated twice. You cannot resort to force. So this is where Fir'aun now, because he lost the battle. You know, we were talking. Musa is talking. You know? So Fir'aun, when he lost the battle about talking, he says, if you were to take any god other than me, I shall imprison you. Well, Musa has to react. How did Musa react? In what way? Because that will bring round 3. Round 3 between Musa and Fir'aun. Musa has just been threatened to be enslaved, to be thrown in prison, to be imprisoned. Musa has to react. Round 3 between Musa and Fir'aun. The bell just clicked, rang, bing, bing, ding, 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 ding. Round 3. Run now. On the right corner and the left corner. That is, inshallah ta'ala, yes, it's a cliffy. It is a cliffy, definitely. It's a cliffhanger. Round 3, how would Musa react? What would Musa say? How would he do it? Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. This brought us to another beautiful session, another beautiful dialogue between Musa, you know, and what happened between him and Fir'aun. I hope you learned... I hope you learned some lessons from these stories, because we the title of the series are Lessons from the Stories of the Prophets. It's not just like stories of the prophets, but lessons from the stories of the prophets. So inshallah ta'ala, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you all, may Allah reward you all. Jazakumullah khair. I wish you all a very beautiful end of your weekend, or those of you who it's already Monday for them, especially those in Australia and Indonesia and Malaysia, it's already Monday for them. Have a great week, inshallah. And the others, have a great end of the night or day. I shall see you all next week, inshallah ta'ala, next Friday. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Jazakum Allah khair for tuning in. And I would say, Riyad Warzazi, checking out. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And remember, your wife are always right. It's even in the washroom, man. Even the sign says women are always right. So, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah, assalamu alaikum, brothers. Assalamu alaikum, Sidi Buhu. Habib Buhu. Assalamu alaikum. You take care, my man. I'm all Kani, Lula Robe, and Asad Jamal, and who else from here? All the sisters and brothers from Facebook, and Melina Muhammad and Humaira Tokel, and all of you guys. Melina Muhammad, salamu alaikum. Those of you from Instagram, salamu alaikum. All Yashmin and Leila and Mu'nisa and Umair and Bayzuri Aziz, whatever. Jazakum Allah khair. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.